57 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of June 22nd, 2024. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. We are very fortunate to have hundreds of campers attend and celebrate with Camp Courageous the 50th anniversary of serving campers with disabilities. We had a huge summer luau dance in our main lodge area. It was packed, it was overflowing, and everyone had a wonderful time as we celebrated 50 years of serving campers here at Camp Courageous. One of the great campers here was Charlie Cummins, of course, Tate Dottie Cummins' son. He was one of those first 211 campers that came back during the summer of 1974. We also had a Best Buddy Week here at Camp Courageous, an opportunity for campers to bring their best friend to camp and share what they enjoy so much. Here we have a Best Buddy talking about their experience here at Camp Courageous.
I felt like that every time I went to camp, I was always making a friend. Like, no matter what, like, if I had something in common with them, if they were just nice to me, or if they wanted to be my friend, or if I wanted to be their friend. And I feel like friendship is really important to just have a good life, just in general.
And this came from you would come with us to drop Alex off, and you were pretty jealous and wanting to come to camp.
Yeah.
Because camp is a pretty magical place.
Yeah.
We also have the Spinal Bifida organization here at Camp Courageous. They do a super job of recruiting families that have family members with spinal bifida. The campers travel from all over, as far away as Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Seven Points, Wisconsin, and the surrounding states of Illinois and Nebraska, all coming to Camp Courageous for a great time. They did fishing, climbing a tree, the Burma Bridge, had a talent night, and so much more. One camper family shared that this is the first time their daughter has ever been able to actually participate in everything because she utilizes a wheelchair. She was ecstatic to be able to do everything from using a paddle boat with hand crank rather than pedals to traversing across the Burma Bridge with her arm strength to boost her up. She had a wonderful time here at Camp Courageous, and next year we're looking forward to Spinal Bifida coming back and spending time here at Camp Courageous. Our travel campers have a busy schedule. On Saturday, they head to the Great Galena Balloon Festival, always a wonderful event. And then on Sunday, they head to the Play School of Rock, a great performance that they're all looking forward to. On Saturday night, the 22nd, we're having a special retirement party for longtime Camp Courageous Administrative Assistant Becky Melchert. She's celebrating her 21st year at Camp Courageous, and that will begin, it'll be running from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., then that'll be taking place at Durgan Pavilion. A big thank you to Becky for her many years of dedicated service to Camp Courageous. She really made a difference here at the camp. A big thank you to all those organizations that gave Camp Courageous an opportunity to give a program to them, including the DeWitt Noon Lions. A big thank you to Don Tildegen there, a longtime mayor of DeWitt. It was great to see Nancy Atkins and so many others. It was one of the first places I gave a program to back 45 years ago, a wonderful group. Then also attended a Lions Club program in Dysart, in which we celebrated Don Lyons' 60 years of perfect attendance. Once again, 60 years of perfect attendance with the Dysart Lyons. We wish Don the very best. A big thank you to Paulette Sands from Manchester, who has lined up a program this coming week. If you'd like us to come to your place to give a program about Camp Courageous, or you'd like to come to Camp Courageous, we always welcome that. Big, huge thank you to Goodwill Industries of Northeast Iowa. They're doing Roundup for Camp Courageous, and they've been longtime friends. So all during the month of June, they're rounding up for Camp Courageous at the Goodwill Industries of Northeast Iowa. Our largest fundraiser, of course, is our Manchester Garage Sale. They are located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays 9 to noon. A big thank you to the over 100 volunteers that make that possible, all the people that bring things for the Manchester Garage Sale to sell, and of course, all those that shop there. It is an incredible fundraiser, and Camp Courageous is number one fundraiser each year. A big thank you to Robert and Mary Pavlicek from Ely, Iowa, who donated their 1951 John Deere A tractor to the camp. If you have a car, a van, any type of a vehicle, motorcycle, and you would like to donate to camp, you can get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous, and we'll be very grateful for that donation. Also, a thank you to our good friend Nick Danover from here in Monticello. Nick is the owner of the Monticello Pizza Ranch. They had a benefit for the camp, and this past week they presented a nice check to Camp Courageous as part of that benefit. Camp Courageous's need of the week is batteries. Batteries of all sizes, particularly AA and AAA. Camp Courageous has various devices, mainly our radio system, that batteries are constantly needed. We remember those friends that set aside memorials for the Camp Courageous. A thank you to all those who have done that. This coming Saturday, a very special memorial service will be held for longtime board member Bill Quinby. Bill was a wonderful board member, a great supporter of Special Olympics, Camp Courageous, and so many other things. Camp sympathy goes out to Bill and his wonderful family. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.